Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The council meeting is going to begin in 1 minute. Good evening. I would like to call the Niles Council meeting. Please stand for the pledge and invocation.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone, Mr. Shealy, Ms. Dvorich, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Salito, Mr. Marino.
Here, a motion to excuse Councilmember Dvorich. Moved by Salito, seconded by Johnstone. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. The next order of business is the disposal of your June 26th regular meeting and your June 26th public hearing. Council's pleasure.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Reports and communications to council.
An announcement for the first annual Trumbull County Run for Resilience.
Motion to accept
and place on file.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
From the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue and expense and your check report by check number for June 2024.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
And last, from the auditor's office, the statement of cash from revenue and expense and the check report by check number for July 2024.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Councilmember Salito asked that we amend the agenda this evening to allow him opportunity to make a presentation is what it is. Is there a second to the moved by Salito, seconded by Johnstone and Shealy to amend the agenda? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Mr. Salito.
Okay. I asked the several city workers from different various groups. I mean, most people look at the city and look at city council and administration, which I believe is doing a great job. But the city workers that we have out here are second to none in our surrounding areas. As everybody knows, when the power goes out, the water break, whatever it is, whatever time of the day, whether you're working in an office handling this or you're doing the grunt work, we just got a great bunch of people. And I'd like to introduce them all, but I just want them to understand that they have council's full support, and I believe the administration's as well, that it's time that we get them on par with everybody else. Council received a raise in the past, so did administration. And if you look where we're at with the neighboring communities, they're a little bit behind par, and I don't think we can afford to lose these people. We got a great bunch of people, and they're the thankless ones that in the middle of the night when your power goes out, if you look at some of these other cities that have lost power, like Warren and that for periods of time, long periods of time, our stuff is like fast. It is really just ridiculous how good they are. So I'd like each one, if we can go right in a row, just to introduce herself. And I just want to make sure that we have everybody here had a chance if they have any questions. I know everybody up here appreciates what they do, and we got just a great bunch of people, and I hope that carries over into contract time. If you want to call a roll, and how do you speak?
Mr. Portell, we'll start with you.
So I'm sure others may have some questions. I just, again, want to say how thankful we are to have that group that we have, as well as the ones that aren't here. And you have our full support and to keep moving the city forward, and you're one of the biggest cogs in making it happen. So.
I do want to add a little something to that. You know, we, like Mr. Salito said, you look at some of the other communities, they end up with their power out. You look at people with Ohio Edison, their power is out for days on end. And our community, you know, our power goes out, we have an issue, lines get ripped down, you guys are on it, it's done, and it's within a few hours usually, power's up and going. And I appreciate everything that you guys do. And this is a service that we want to continue on into the future. We want to keep you guys here working for us and working for this community. You guys all do a fantastic job, and I thank you very much.
I will say this as well. I may not say it to you, but I have heard the administration praise your guys' work on what you do. So sometimes you don't hear it from them, it still is happening. So it is recognized across the board. Don't you agree with that, Mayor?
Absolutely. And I know these people very well. I converse with them on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And you're correct. You know, they in the times where emergency situations, that they are first responders. Just like our safety first responders, we do have our service first responders. So very happy that they were able to join us tonight, and make sure you're on time tomorrow.
I'll say one thing here. I would say Niles is very fortunate to have all of you, as well as our other employees. We have a well-oiled machine in this town, and I think we spoil our citizens with the type of people we have working for us, though. Congratulations to all of you. You do great jobs. Thank you.
And I say this, Aaron came from a strong union background as well, and he understands that sometimes you have a trickle-up effect. Aaron, you were talking about that earlier, if you remember.
I don't think thank you is enough, honestly. I have a lot of coworkers that live outside of the city, and when we have a storm and I hear the stories that they go through and how long they're out, and I had in-laws out of Champion that had to get a hotel room recently. We did not. So there is no thank you other than what you're about to go through now, right? How we thank you is showing you support, keeping these people that keep the lights on, keeping them here. So I hope all of you get exactly what you're worth. Thank you.
And I'd say Jimmy Julian and I met a few of you a couple of weeks ago at Tommy Dogs and was impressed then. So I think it's a real good crew you got.
In addition to the linemen and the light department, do a great job, but our billing office does an outstanding job as well. Keep the cash moving in. taking care of a lot of complaints from time to time with a smile. Do an outstanding job.
Anything else? I too thank you, and AJ Roberto, you have a special place in my heart for you have to put up with every day. So God bless you. We'll just leave it at that. And to echo what my brother works in the city, and AJ has the benefit of working with him. So, but we appreciate
little guy at the end, Adam. He does a heck of a job in the water department. Huh? I didn't recognize you first with the glasses on.
So, thank you all for what you do. It's appreciated from all elected officials and administration and council. Thank you. The next order of business is public remarks regarding agenda items only. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items only? None? There being none. Council committee reports?
I have none.
Would the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
Amended draft number 94-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance amending the zoning of parcel 25-082050.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Joyen, seconded by Salido for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Yes. Mr. Johnstone? Yes. Mr. Shealy? Yes. Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 94-24 adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 96-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance authorizing the sale of a 138 KV facilities.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Johnstone for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Julian for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 96-24 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 103-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending the zoning of parcels 25-723598 and 25-723599. Declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Shealy for a second reading. Questions or comments? We did have a discussion about this in caucus, and I want this in the record, concerning the yellow section on the map, and that is currently not going to be in this phase of construction. It is for future development. If and when that future development comes, it's our understanding that it will go back to the Planning Commission, and residents will have an opportunity to ensure that the buffer zone is maintained so that they can't see a parking lot.
Right, and I relayed that to Attorney Ross as well, okay.
Thank you. I just want it in the record because chances are, well, if it's next year or 26, I won't be here. So,
and I want it in the record when Doug says I never told him that. That's
never say never, Bob. Maybe you'll be on a board.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. call the roll for a second reading, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has received a second reading, and I also was remiss in not thanking Aaron for his work on this. You know, my family member did remark at your attentiveness to this and paying attention to it, so it was appreciated not just by my uncle, but also by me and the other residents up there. So thank you and the mayor for, you know, looking out for their interests with regard to having to look at a parking lot. So thank you. Would the clerk please present the consent agenda this evening?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 108-24, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request to Pro Quality Demolition for the demolition of property located at 404 Grant Street, appropriating the necessary funds and declaring an emergency. Draft number 109-24, an ordinance authorizing the sale of decommissioned police cruiser to Champion Township as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 110-24, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of police tasers to Brookfield Township as they are no longer needed for any municipal city purpose by the city. Draft number 111-24, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of monies from various accounts to the unclaimed fund 663 as several checks remain uncashed for more than 180 days. Draft number 113-24, an ordinance authorizing the service director to contract with NECO to replace RF transmitters and procoder registers, appropriating the necessary funds. Draft number 114-24, a resolution authorizing the mayor and or service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the Salt Springs Phase 1 waterline replacement project. Draft number 115-24, an ordinance authorizing the service director to direct purchase VIP utility billing license and services from Software Solutions, appropriating the necessary funds. And draft number 117-24, an ordinance authorizing expenditures from the Local Fiscal Recovery Fund 210.
Motion to suspend.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
To adopt.
Second.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
The consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 112-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance approving the form and authorizing the execution of Blue Creek Wind Schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated and taking of other actions in connection therewith.
Discussion. Give me a little, elaborate on that a little.
This is a additional power initiative through our partners at AMP Ohio that just allows us to buy additional wind power through Blue Creek. This is a wind solar farm in western Ohio, and the only thing this is allowing us through AMP, allowing AMP to produce additional power for the city of Niles through Blue Creek.
I remember it now.
These are smart decisions. 30 years ago when we did these things, we locked ourselves into rates that were much cheaper with the building of various power plants back in the day. So the decisions you're making now regarding investing in these things will bear fruit in protecting our light department and our utility rates for the foreseeable future. So these are very good things to stay on top of.
Motion for first reading.
Sir, moved by Salido, seconded by Waddell for first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 112-24 is received. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 116-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 547.02 NCO and declaring an emergency.
Changes to the ordinance. Little warning, you get a citation.
The ordinance is already in place saying that you have to have it done, so getting a warning is going above and beyond.
So I would think this is more an enforcement action, so you get a warning, and then the next action is
Well, the way it read before was you got a warning every time, so somebody would wait 7 weeks, yeah. Get it cut, get it and then 7 weeks again and get it cut, and then the neighbor said they're having ticks and issues.
Got a first reading, Mr. Shealy?
I think we need to get this done as fast as possible.
So you want to do suspension? So moved by Shealy for suspension. Is there a second? Seconded by Julian for suspension. Questions or comments?
I believe that since we are changing rules on the people in the... So I am not going to be voting for suspension for that reason alone. I support the ordinance itself, but any kind of change when it comes to damages or something that a resident may have to be paid, they're going to have ample notice of that change.
So there's been a motion and a second. Call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
No.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
I understand Aaron's point. I'm going to go ahead and go with the three readings as well.
Well, we're going to record your vote as a...
So four yeas, two nays.
Those are not suspended. Motion for a first reading, Mr. Shealy?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Shealy, seconded by Julian for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft 116-20. Reading. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business is general public comments. Would anyone like to address council? If so, raise your hand. Be recognized by the chair. Step forward and state your name. You're afforded 3 minutes to discuss a matter of your concern with the members of council. You're reminded to avoid and refrain from communing or making derogatory remarks about individuals. Anyone like to address council? D.
D7. First of all, the last weekend, 2 weekends ago, we did a backpack school supply drive. I want to thank the Niles Safety Forces for all that they do for us. We distributed 100 book bags, and it went from the grade schools all the way up to high schools. So with our mission, we got to... Book bags were gone within 15 minutes. I passed out this flyer. It's come that time again that we're going to put a veterans brunch in our plans for November. All veterans will eat for free. And if you come in, if you're not a veteran, you'll eat for $10. So that's going to be up at the Niles McKinley High, Fire Department. And it's going to be a brunch, so you're going to get sausage biscuits, gravy, scrambled eggs, hash browns, mixed fruit, your drink, and sausage links. So I'm also going to remind you that we do a lot of work with Washington Square with the veterans there. Some of them veterans don't even have families. So we do have a drop-off box that you can bring in socks, pajamas, slippers. And at Christmas time, we go to Washington Square, and we distribute the things to them for Christmas. And that's it. Thank you.
Dee, thanks for all you do. You know, you are a bright spot in the town. You are a bright spot. You are. You do a lot of great things. And you know I speak for everybody here that we appreciate what you do. You're an angel here for doing all these things. You really are. So thank you. Anyone else wish to address council?
It's on?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Daniel Dillon, and I'm just looking for an update. I know the ditch issue in my backyard recently has flooded into people's yards pretty bad. If you saw the pictures that I posted, Mr. Salido's told me that ODNR and possibly Army Corps of Engineers is getting involved to try to solve this problem. Just trying to find out where we're at with this.
ODNR and Army Corps are involved in Mosquito Creek, the Mosquito Creek waterway cleanup. This is a separate issue. I know we have been monitoring with our city inspector throughout the summer season. With some of the rains we've had, what we had saw were the ponds on Gypsy and Frederick would fill, would drain appropriately into that waterway on Moreland. We had also saw that the inlet of the, the outfall on Frederick was not blocked up, was draining appropriately during those times where we had heavy wet weather events. Other than that, we are looking at capital plans for the future and hope to be able to include that in some sort of capital stormwater project in the future amongst other projects that we have slated for stormwater management.
I know we allotted $100,000 for shoreline cleanup, which can help. I know it's not going to fix it all, but that can help getting shoreline into various areas where the trees have fallen, where contractors can pull those trees out and get some of the debris that's right along the shore. And we talked about the $100,000 on it. We did budget, and with the caveat, if we need more, that we would appropriate that amount. Where are we at on starting with the $100,000 we started on initially?
That's still in progress.
Is it going to happen this fiscal year?
It's our intention. I don't know how much of it is going to be eaten away. We're still talking with companies, still trying to identify areas within the creek. Again, working with Army Corps, working with ODNR. We do have a new drone in the police department. Do want to work with the police department about utilizing that drone to fly it up and down that creek to identify those areas where you can't really get into the creek, into the waterway, or through the woods to see that. So that's sort of the first step in identifying areas that we can't see visually from the shoreline.
So are we going to be going out for bid then on the other shortly?
Yeah. Yes, it's our intention.
Back to his question. There were areas when that waterway was inspected that may have been areas of concern with regard to potential obstructions down that water course. Is there any, to pick up on Councilman Salido's thoughts with you know, going in there and seeing where there are trouble spots and trying to alleviate them along that waterway based off of that inspection that we had done. Is that what I'm hearing we're going to go look at and is to try to address that? Is that possibly? I want to make sure I understand and he understands what we're saying because yeah, I thought we were talking two different things for a while. Well, they were. And I want to make sure we're talking about what you're concerned about.
Bob, we are talking two different things. One would be the city doing a shoreline cleanup and having it subcontracted out, and then the other would be the big picture Army Corps engineers / ODNR coming in and but at least pulling some of the trees out, because some of those in the middle you can't get to it and you're going to need someone like potentially even dredge it. So, but they are two different things, but the one would be a smaller one. It would be $100,000 and they would go in and get, we would subcontract out to have people come in and get some of these trees and the debris that's laying on the side that's just blocking stuff that we can get to.
No, the Army Corps and ODNR is not affiliated with the Moreland issue.
It's like Groundhog Day here or something. Yeah, it's like a Three Stooges episode, right? The Old Forge water course, I'm going to call it, because on Frederick and goes down, there were trouble spots. With this additional potential money, is there any thought to going and identifying particular areas? Because I thought we discussed that homeowners had the responsibility to remove obstructions, right? and if they we were expecting them to remove those obstructions. And then if there were issues, they would come back to the city and we would have a conversation regarding the ability to remove those obstructions. We did have that conversation, right? And so with any additional revenue to help this issue, we're going to look at that again, correct? Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm clear on what I heard and understood.
Yeah, we started out saying that, and then once we got it to status quo, then they would maintain after that was the thought, right?
But we were also looking at an overall comprehensive stormwater grant that maybe just take us right to the end. If we could deal with Moreland, we could deal with some other problem areas in the city all at once. So that was also something that we are...
That's the big picture.
That's big picture, and seeing if we could get that moving before we tell every the homeowners, you got to go and spend a bunch of money
okay.
to clear the, you know, so if that was something that could potentially come up in the near future, that was a better way to try and get that grant for a comprehensive stormwater.
That was our approach off of North Road. And that's how we addressed North Road. Grants and comprehensive approach to the entire water course. And, it, you know, on this side of the creek with regard to Frederick and Old Forge, the initial phase was putting those retention ponds in to hold that water back because it was far worse before those things were put in. And by the way, I've never seen them filled until this year. They were filled to the top in that one rainstorm because I called the mayor and said, I've never seen like this. They were full. So otherwise, all that water would have been a mess. So, all right, I understand now. Okay, all right.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? George?
All right. I don't know. Is it on?
Yeah.
All right. Talking about the employees back there, I'm pretty critical. Everybody knows that, but they definitely do the work, especially the water department. I don't know how many times I see them in a ditch. I mean, water department, you got my thumbs up. You guys, I feel for them guys. I really do. But this grass thing here, I've been asking for ordinances to be changed forever. And you could change an ordinance all you want up here to make yourself look good in front of everybody, but we know it's never going to happen. It's not going to get enforced. Aaron and Doug don't want to vote on it because it's in the middle of the season. I got neighbors down the street that's been living there for 12 years. They laugh. They got 3 citations. They cut their grass 3 times a year. Warning after warning after... And I've said it. No, I'm done with the warnings. If the grass is high, you take them to court. It's that simple. It's up to past my ankles. It's bad. Done with the warnings. It's all you people want to give is warnings. Just like the Valsi cleaners. He bragged on Facebook. I know a council member. I'm not going to get fined. He didn't get fined. Still looks like looks nasty. But, I haven't been here for a while, and some people think that I've been banned from city property and kicked out this, and that because they didn't get to hear the final results of the court cases when that mayor put me in court, not once but twice, and I beat him twice. I believe the city paid for the attorney, didn't you? Yeah, the city paid for the attorney.
There's a deductible.
That's pretty good. I mean, I didn't need no attorney. I still beat him. It was a malicious prosecution twice. You lost. And the 2 witnesses on council that came in and testified, that's fine. You did what you did. I got a subpoena to be in court on the 28th for a protection order. I'm a witness. So now the tables are turned, and I can't wait. But also, let's get to the blacktop. I got 2 letters from ODOT, 1 from ODOT, 2 from Shelley, the blacktop company. The blacktop being put down is not up to specs. It's not up to specs. It's that simple. That's going to come out too. I mean, they're going to fall apart within a year, 2 years, if it's tops. I mean, it looks good, but it's going to fall apart. But other than that, the warning's got to stop. It's not going to happen. You just, I mean, why do we got to keep giving these people warnings?
You got about 15 seconds.
And, Doug, you still don't give my son credit for the crick, but that's okay. Don't do it now.
I wasn't going to.
You never do.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's your time. Your time's expired. Thank you.
Well, if I can say something, for the record, I am one of the biggest advocates of enforcing the grass. Phil knows that. Correct, Phil? So.
That's correct.
That concludes public comment. Anyone else? That concludes public remarks. The next order of business, miscellaneous remarks from elected officials. I know the council has been, are we getting feedback? I know that the council has been putting in requests for funding and various projects and pet peeves. And with the next, year, I got 16 months, I want to put something on everyone's radar that is of critical importance. Everything you ask for is essential. But that ladder truck in our fire department is a critical asset. And 30 years ago, when we bought it, I was here. And at the time we went to get it, it was a little bit of a crisis because the ladder truck had fallen into disrepair. And a new ladder truck is, I surmise, Chief, millions of dollars. So, and it goes up every year. So we need to make sure that in the future we get it on our radar about the fire department and that ladder truck. So I just want to point that out. George, you're going to have to quiet down. George. Hey, Rick. Okay, guys. Hey.
Guys.
Quit. That's it. You should. Did he leave? Kevin, is Todd out there? Hey, both you quit it. Both you stop. Stop. Thank you. Stop. Just. Well, that shouldn't. That's enough. Both of you quit. George and Rich. Thank you. Mayor, comments?
I have none.
Hey, that's a... Mr. Law Director, any comments?
No comment.
Mr. Treasurer? Mr. Service Director? Any comments? The Safety Director is busy. Mr. Waddell?
Just to mirror what was said before to the city utility workers, I've never been so proud to be part of this city, seeing what happened in other areas, what did not happen in our area, and then if something did, taken care of immediately. So thank you for your continued dedication, and it is appreciated. Thanks.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yeah, I'll be brief. I know my daughter was very excited. Today was back to school day, so I want to wish all of the Niles students a good year, and I hope they're all as excited at the end of the year as they are now when they start.
Sheely?
Yes, I would like to thank our law officers for everything that they do. This summer has been, we had a tough situation this summer in the third ward, we had someone shot and killed, and everything that our officers deal with every single day. I appreciate them for what they have to deal with. And it's very hard when you have to see something like this happen. We had residents that had been contacting me about issues with the property, and we were trying to get things resolved, and then this happened. And so the very next day, I had a meeting with the mayor himself. We sat and talked. I talked to the police chief, and they moved on some things with the property and getting things taken care of. And after speaking with Steve, I went and made sure the elderly lady next door was okay, and because she was out there when it happened. And it's sad that this happened. And like I said, I appreciate our officers for everything that they do. I appreciate our fire department for what they have to do. Every single day they deal with the public and deal with our safety. And I thank you guys very much for everything that you do.
Thank you. Mr. Julian?
Comment.
Bostic. Mr. Salito?
Things. Dee's Veteran Day brunch, I think that's excellent. I'm going to donate to that. I think that's a great function she has going on. And I also got a thing texted to me from Amy Giovanni about Sierra Sanctuary on August 29th, night at the races. Doors open at 5:30, races at 6, $10, food, drinks, 50-50, entertainment all included for that at Vernon's Restaurant. So, and Vernon's supplying the spaghetti, so good food. Other than that, as far as that was said about the grass, we absolutely are about enforcing that. I have had several people complain about it. I initially was 100% just suspend and get it done, but after speaking with Aaron, he's right. If we're going to do a change to a rule, it doesn't hurt to go a couple of weeks longer to make sure it goes through the process properly. So we're not trying to, by any means, not move forward on getting that done. But then you got to consider the source that said it, too. So.
Motion to adjourn is in order by Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Johnstone. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries.